question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
We are back live on remote at Water's Edge Resort and Spa, the beachfront preferred hotels and resorts aligned property here on the coast of southeastern Connecticut, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
We are. So I mentioned this last week, I think, that there is big news coming from Travel Pro. It has been announced. They are in collaboration with Travel and Leisure, and they have debuted a new collection of luxury luggage that blends style and substance in a modern way. It's beautiful luggage, but it's practical. It's got a lot of practical features, ready to accommodate all of your adventures. Beautifully crafted, ultra resilient travel bags, which of course Travel Pro is known for, and the smoothest rolling hardside luggage with soft bags made from premium fabrics.
I know they were very proud to tell us about that on the call we had. Folks, listen, this is the luggage we've been traveling with for at least 20 years, well before they were aligned with the show. It's what we have here at Water's Edge with us, as a matter of fact, right now. It's the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers as they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. Visit TravelPro.com. They've got a number of exclusive savings right now, or just find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, so now it is time to introduce to all of you Janet Serra, who's enjoyed a long career with Connecticut Tourism, and Peggy Roberts, the president of the Greater Mystic Chamber and Visitor Center. Welcome.
So, yeah, good morning to both of you. I mean, is this a great end of September, the weather? Thank you for dialing that up for us.
Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you, Janet. Nice
thank
to have
you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. So, Janet, we're going to start with you. Janet, I'm going to ask you just to move a little closer to that microphone so everyone across the country can hear you. Thank you very much. There you go, live remote. So, listen, folks, we are here, as I just said, at Water's Edge Resort and Spa. And, Janet, you know, I want to talk to you because, you know, Thursday night, so Mary and I, we went down to New Haven for pizza at our favorite place, Sally's, down there. There's always the controversy of Pepe's and Sally's.
Pepe's and Sally's.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. We fall into the Sally's category.
Like Sally's.
Although, since they've sold, not the same. Anyway, it's about 20 minutes or so south, or I guess west of here, I should say, because we're looking there. Spent a little time around Yale University as well. Not a lot of people there at Yale right now. When you think about from New Haven through Stonington, all right, and for folks, if you take a look at the map of the country, or certainly of Connecticut, it's only about 60 miles between New Haven and Stonington, and then you just go right into Rhode Island, the Rhode Island border. You've got such quaint towns, whether it's Guilford or Madison, Old Saybrook, that's just minutes from here where we are right now, Old Lyme, you've got more. Obviously, or certainly, Peggy, we're going to talk about Mystic as well. But what are some of your favorite areas in this area that you think our listeners around the country should know about, Janet?
Well, one thing about Connecticut is that it's so compact, and yet it offers such a different variety of environments, from the Litchfield Hills to the River Valley to our gorgeous coastline. And the beauty is you can get across the state within 2 hours. One of my favorite spots in this area is the Florence Griswold Museum. Mm-hmm. There was a fabulous art colony started, the Old Lyme Art Colony, and the museum is just world-class and shouldn't be missed.
That's
for this area.
A great way to describe Connecticut in terms of all of the different environments.
Well, it's a patchwork quilt of
yes.
little treasures that
yeah.
you can find along the way. I really enjoy so many different things, from our cultural heritage with our wonderful Native American cultural heritage mm-hmm. that we have with the casinos in this area.
Right.
The Foxwoods Native American Museum is...
Been to it.
We've been to that. Yeah. That is outstanding.
Yeah. Is yeah. fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And up in the Litchfield Hills, we have a very small Native American museum called the Institute for American Indian Studies. Mm-hmm. They have an award-winning wigwam escape room, which actually documents how our Native Americans here lived in pre-contact, pre-European mm-hmm. contact. It's very interesting. So there's so much that's so close in Connecticut.
Thank you. So, all right, Peggy, let's head to Mystic. Robert and I, we have made it to Mystic many times with our kids in past years. We've enjoyed the Seaport Village, beautiful. The aquarium is quite
well
known. Actually,
did a segment from there a few years back.
Yeah, what a great area. Yeah. So since we have people listening around the country, share what you feel really draws people to Mystic.
Well, Mystic has millions of different things that you can do, or it seems like millions anyway. But that seaport really is quite special because it is a whaling village set in the 19th century. It's very true to period. The last wooden whaling ship still afloat is there, and you can board it in most years. No, although this year I don't think we can because of COVID. But that is a really special place to come, and most people who come to Mystic do have that on their list. The aquarium, as you mentioned, is wonderful too. It's the only place beside the next place you'd have to go would be Atlanta to see beluga whales.
Right.
So it's real. We have some beautiful things. It's become a big foodie destination. The restaurants that have moved in the last few years are phenomenal. If you're a foodie, you need to come to Mystic.
Well, so Mystic.
And we heard you had a good summer.
We did have a good summer.
Yeah.
I was quite pleased with it, even though it wasn't as good as other years.
Right.
But we still had quite a few people
downtown.
Peggy,
that's the one thing we've heard from all these different towns. Again, now I think it helps that Connecticut has had a relatively low coronavirus outbreak. Okay, I think that helps. And I do think that people, whether it's from New York or maybe Providence or Boston or wherever, they might be coming to the area as well. So I think that. But for the most part, everyone that we've talked to this week, you know, they're not saying, boy, this is a banner year. We all get that. But they're also not, you know, we talk to a lot of people around the country and who are really hurting. This area has done, it has survived relatively well.
It really has. And I will say hotels, I keep up with them being at the chamber. Restaurants, hotels, they struggle to keep up with the demand right now. And although, right, it's not as
right.
big as other years.
This is never going to go down as a banner year.
No, but it's been a great year.
Unless you're selling Lysol products.
All things considered, it's been a great year.
Yeah.
That's it. So Janet, I want to talk to you. So the other day, Mary and I, we went up to Providence. We spent some time up there. And then we stopped it. We did some of the wine trail. But on Tuesday, we decided to venture out, and we went to Rocky Neck State Park. And I have to tell you, I had not been there before. It is truly a very unique state park of all the state parks that I've been to over the years. Mary would agree. When you look at the cultural museums, you mentioned, obviously, the Griswold Museum. I know Katharine Hepburn. They've got the Kate, I guess, Rayton Old Seabrook here. Anyone who's a fan of Katharine Hepburn.
Back in the day, she came to this property.
Guilford's got exactly. But some of the state parks, what do you think of those that we have along the coastline here?
Well, I think that there are so many beautiful state parks, and one of my personal favorites, is Gillette Castle State Park, which is very, very close to here. It's this gorgeous stone edifice that overlooks the Connecticut River, and it was owned by a very famous actor that built it, and you can tour the mansion.
Can you tell us who that is?
William Gillette.
Okay, so there we are. Okay, all right, I'm going with that.
So he was really kind of an eccentric fellow. He actually had a train that went around this state park that's now at Lake Compounds and goes around their lake. But it's really...
I'll have to check that out. I've not been there. Yeah, we'll add one more. But Rocky Neck surprised us.
It really did.
But from where we are right here, you know, Hammonasset State Park is just a couple miles to our south. We're only, I don't know, I mean, Peggy, would I be maybe 15 minutes or so to Rocky Neck, maybe 20 minutes or so, I guess?
Rocky Neck, yeah. I'm not sure how far it is from here, but you've got Ocean Beach, which is not that
Another
far.
Another one, yeah.
That's in New London, yeah, and that was open this summer. And then, of course, just beyond that, you have some of the Rhode Island beaches that are beautiful.
Yes.
So this is a question we'll ask to both of you. You know, one of the things that we're asked, you know, and I know we were talking about this off air, and I'd like you to talk to the country about it. When you think of tourism to the Northeast, all right, you know, Maine offers that rugged outdoor experience. People understand what that may be. Massachusetts, you've got Boston, you've got Cape Cod, you've got Martha's Vineyard, Old Sturbridge or Plymouth, you know, historic. Rhode Island, very charming, or with boating with Newport, right, and Block Island, and even as we said, Providence. And there's Connecticut. And this is an outstanding property we're at today. I'd love to know really how you define the Connecticut tourism experience. And maybe each of you just give us maybe a quick 30-second encapsulation.
Well, I'll start. Mystic is really the drawing card for Connecticut as far as tourism is concerned. And it is gaining in popularity and notoriety around the world. And what it offers is the water experience, the historical experience, the cultural experience. We have open areas to hike in if that's what you want to do, especially in this environment. So we offer a lot of different things, and we're not fighting millions of people in order to do it. It's all in a very doable locale.
Janet, 30 seconds.
I think one of Connecticut's strengths that's often overlooked is that we are very close to Metro New York. And although Mystic is the number one tourism destination in the state, the second most visited area is the Litchfield Hills. And frankly, in the fall, the hotel rooms and the fall foliage are really spectacular.
Yeah. Okay. Well, folks, you've now heard from two experts on this. Janet and Peggy, we thank you very much for joining us here today on Property and Coming Out. Appreciate the weather. And thanks for sharing part of Connecticut with America.
Thanks for having us.
Folks, next segment, we're going to uncork some Connecticut wine. Yes, Connecticut wine from the Connecticut Wine Trail Experience. Steve Jarzabek, our oldest son, Nicholas Carey, and Rudy from Chicago will be here as we broadcast more from the Water's Edge Resort and Spa. Stay with us.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.